The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The guy on Off the Ball, I was listening to him last night, Cameron Hill, joins us because he comes up on the PK Show with really quirky stories. And this time he's going to talk about the League of Ireland and crazy rumours and stories going back over the years towards a Brazilian emerging in the League of Ireland. Now, they thought it was Socrates who went on to be a World Cup winning superstar, but it wasn't quite. Cameron, tell us the story.
Good morning, Ivan. Yeah, so I had heard this rumour before, this myth that had gone on throughout the years. In fact, it was my dad who told me. It's like, you know, Socrates played for UCD back in the 80s. So I went back and did a bit of digging, and the earliest recorded mention of this appears in the Irish Times on the 3rd of June in 1986, midway through the 86 World Cup. Peter Byrne writes, "Watching Brazil against Spain the other day, it was difficult to visualise that the great Socrates, scorer of the game's only goal, was once a member of Shelburne. The Brazilian, then a student at the College of Technology on Kevin Street, played a number of games for the club's second team, but as Shelburne's most romantic fans are apt to recall, he was never quite good enough to make it into the first 11.
Indeed. And so, was it actually true?
Well, people come out and start to corroborate this story, including the former FAI press officer, Brendan McKenna, who said Socrates did play, but for UCD, but it was way back, way, way back, sometime in the 70s. The story goes quiet for a couple of years. And then in 2000, The Guardian run this Knowledge Unlimited series and claimed that Brazilian footballer Socrates spent some of his student years in Dublin and that he only managed to make the UCD reserve team. A reader then gets in touch with The Guardian, offers correspondence saying that he only played a couple of games because the coach and manager at the time, Dr. Terry O'Neill, insisted that he quit smoking. And then in 2003, there was a UCD match between them and Pats. And in the match day programme, they offered another alternative tale saying he didn't play for UCD. He played in the Royal College of Surgeons in 1976, saying that he went to the trials for their Collingwood Cup team, but decided to concentrate on his studies. And instead of after he saw that the poor football abilities of his potential teammates, that kind of put him off. There was one story that made the whole legend go to absurd length, that he played on a Sigerson Cup team with UCD back in the 80s. So it kind of went nuts.
So the truth of it is about Socrates that, what, he was in Dublin at some stage, but there's really no soccer story, is that it?
Apparently, some accounts claim that he did his residency in Dublin while studying medicine in São Paulo. One source I found even alleged that Socrates himself said he'd never even been in Dublin. So we're not really sure where this came from, but it was a fun story while it lasted.
Okay, so if that's a bit of a cul-de-sac, who was the first Brazilian to play in the League of Ireland?
His name was Sebastián Elias de Freitas Filho, or Cham Brazil, who came to Waterford in 1986, at around the same time, in fact. He was born in Rio de Janeiro in 1959. The Munster Express have him down as being of South American Indian and Portuguese descent, and he started playing football at age 9 before turning professional in 1980. He was playing for Atlético Rio Negro in the first division of the Amazonas League in Brazil for 3 seasons. He went on to be their captain and won a league title in 82. He then goes to Chamonix in Ligue 2 in France, ahead of the 1983-84 season. So he's coming closer and closer.
So the Blues in Waterford, and I remember Alfie Hale being an absolute legend with them. What's the connection between this Brazil guy and Alfie Hale in Waterford?
So Hale is the manager of Waterford at the time, and he, as you say, a legend with the Blues, was part of their dominance of the League of Ireland in the late 60s to early 70s. They won 6 league titles in 8 seasons, and Alfie Hale was part of the squad that won 5 of those titles, made over 200 appearances for Waterford during his playing days. In 1986, he was in his second stint as manager and was looking to return the club to former glory after a quiet period where they claimed just the 1 League Cup the previous year. So overall in the league, there was financial difficulties. There was a bit of a slump in accordance with Irish society at the time more generally. And they were in talks with the Irish Greyhound Board to negotiate the rent rates for Kilcowan Park, where they played out of, they now play out of the RSC. Enter George Graham,
who's the Arsenal guy.
Who was the season out from going to Arsenal. He was actually at Millwall at the time. And Hale and Graham had played together at Aston Villa. So he recommends this Brazilian midfielder to Hale as someone who might be able to inject a bit of pace.
Because he didn't have a whole lot of money at that stage.
No, not at all. So yeah. He wrote a letter to the club outlining his courage, skill, leadership, good overall vision of the game and confidence. And Waterford managed to secure sponsorship deals with a number of businesses around the time, paving the way for Brazil to undergo a one-month trial with the Blues.
So how did it go?
Well, first up was the visit of league leaders Galway, who were unbelievable at the time. And Brazil comes off the bench to give Waterford a 2-1 lead over Galway before the visitors equalised for a 2-2 draw in the end. Philip Reid's match report said it was a real team performance and it was the coloured attacker making his debut, for the Blues as a substitute to the sound of James Last's Duke of Samba. And he did a jig of pure delight shortly afterwards as he shot Waterford into a 2-1 lead against the bemused Westerners. So off to a flyer.
But it went downhill a bit after that. Did he get dropped effectively?
Well, he scores in a reserves game and then he doesn't play very well against St. Pat's in Inchicore. His first start, he was subbed off after 56 minutes. They drew 2-2 once again. And a week later, they were to face Galway United again in the FA Cup, in the FAI Cup, I should say. They won 2-1. The Irish Times predicted the club game would be a sellout based on the game previously, a couple of weeks before. And the £6,000 in old money in gate receipts, which is €23,000 in today's money, tell their own story. But no sign of Brazil. He ruled himself out of the match, according to the Evening Herald, when he skipped the team talk after learning he was to start on the bench. So wasn't particularly happy. Things got a little frosty between the two. They had to bring in a translator from the Waterford Regional Technical College to hopefully smooth things over before he ended his trial period. And then, as a point of finality, the Evening Herald, in their preview for their game against Shamrock Rovers, included the line, "Chão, Brazil has been released." So that was the end. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Okay, and Waterford went on to success that season and he returned to France. Yeah, I'm not surprised with the thick Dacia accent. You probably would need a translator.
I feel like he was misled with Sunny Said East, maybe.
Indeed. more profoundly sad is this emerging news this morning in relation to Diego Jota. Just remind us.
Yeah, dreadfully sad news coming this morning from Spain that Diogo Jota, Liverpool winger, has been killed in a car crash along with his brother Andre in the early hours of this morning. Just 28 years of age, 49 caps for Portugal, 14 goals for his national side. They recently won the Nations League, but I think everybody knows him as the Liverpool winger. He's scored 65 goals in something like 182 appearances for the Reds. Came onto our radar when he joined Wolves in 2017 from Atletico Madrid, initially on a loan period before joining permanently a year later. Just an incredible footballer. One of those, he was part of the squad that won this year's Premier League title. In and out, very consistent player, always performed. And by the tributes that are coming in from Liverpool and from the clubs around the Premier League and further afield, just a really well thought of guy by his teammates and his opponents alike. So dreadfully sad news, as you say.
And his brother Andre also died. And like, it seems like there was a blowout on the tyre and it just, the car went off the road. It just is unbelievable at 28 years of age.
Absolutely.
Really, really sad. All right, Cameron Hill, thank you so much indeed. I'm sure there'll be lots more on Off the Ball about that story and paying tribute to him and the reaction amongst the Reds. Okay.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.